the first few steps one has to follow. Maybe quickly, but one has to follow. Sitting posture, I make sure I sit in a posture wherein I am comfortable. Sthira Sukham Asanam. There is comfort, steadiness in your sitting posture. Once you sit in a given posture, in the same posture, one has to sit through. If one can sit comfortably in the same posture for one muhurta, 48 minutes, one has asana siddhi. Therefore, certain details, if we pay attention to in the beginning, to not take a long time to feel comfortable in the same posture for a good length of time. Sitting erect, keeping the head straight, hands on the lap, fingers clasping each other, and the base is broad enough. Upper eyelids touch the lower softly. Closing of the eyes is done deliberately. Upper eyelids touch the lower softly. One should be able to see. An onlooker should be able to see the entire upper eyelids without any crease, wrinkles. Open your eyes, softly close. Open your eyes, softly the external world is kept external in the sense I unload whatever is a source of frustration for me. I visualize a range of mountains, related to them, I am free. They don't cause me any concern. They don't evoke any demands on my part. I appreciate them as they are, objective. You can be the same person to the entire world, to the trees, to the birds, to people as they are, black, white, male, female, of different nations, cultures. If you're free from any cultural, national prejudice, gender prejudice, color prejudice. You can be objective as you are to those trees, to those mountains. The same person, objective, conscious, appreciative, even caring, loving, you can be to your mother. Father, if you grant them freedom to be what they are. This is how my mother is, was in my perception. This is how my father is, was in my perception. Period. Care, love are with you. They don't cause any problem. If you want them to be different, pray for them. Act upon your desire. If you don't act upon, the desire makes you helpless, and helplessness turns into frustration, anger, and they remain always inside you. not as ones whom you care for. You love, but as ones who cause frustration. You can't be meditative. Before meditation, you need to be meditative, the basic objective person, free from tension. Brother, sister, grant all of them freedom. Unload from your head care, love, even affection. You can reach it. Any other person who bothers you, visualize the person. Grant that person freedom, given the person's background. The person cannot be different from what he, she is. Period. This is how the person is in my perception. You have to say that. You may be wrong. In my perception, this is how the person is. The person has the right to be what he, she is. This is how the person is. Anyway, come to your own body, the next step. This body as a height, weight, age, color, health, gender, looks. Are you objective to all of them? This is how this body is. Height, yes. Weight, yes. This is how this body is. Period. Want to change, do what you can. This is how it is. A reality. Meditation is to be aware of just what is reality. Start with your body. What is? this is how this body is. From top of your head to the toes. Top of your head, visualize forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, nose, lips, chin, right earlobe, right cheek, left earlobe, left cheek, whole face, back of your head, neck. Visualize right shoulder, right hand, left shoulder, left hand, chest, abdomen, right side, left side, back, from shoulder blades down, waist, below the waist, right thigh, knee, below the knee, ankle, foot, visualize, left thigh, left knee, below the knee, ankle, foot, what is the external world? Is taken as it is, as you know. The physical body taken as it is, as you know. Now, to be aware of what is more intimately about yourself, pick up the sensation of touch. Next to sound is touch. Very, very important. This is where this whole self-identity, individuality, is obtained. Parts of your body touch the seat. Pick up the sensation. Visualize. Pick up the sensation. Be aware of the sensation. Parts of your body touch the seat. Reality. There is sensation. When you sit cross-legged, legs touch each other. Another reality. A fact, sensation, appreciate the sensation. hands touch the lap. Wherever the sensation of touch is there, hands touching the lap. Be aware, fingers touch each other. Be aware, fingers touch each other. Thumbs touch each other. Now, lips touch each other. Be aware, if you can, right eyelids touch each other. Left eyelids now as I breathe in, the ingoing breath touching the nostrils. Outgoing breath be aware of the ingoing outgoing breath as far as you can be aware as you breathe in. As you breathe out, watching your own breathing makes you aware of yourself in a way. There is much more. You watch your own mind. Only to arrive at the person who is watching the mind. This person is you. If you closely examine these steps, you will see there is no imagination. It's just being aware of what is. Now, hearing takes place. Another, what is? You are aware of what is happening now. Now, Om, 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 Om. Any meditation where there is imagination, is different. Not dealing with reality. Any intelligent being has to be in touch with reality, cutting down all imagination. Maybe there, what should we think of? Maybe there are many. We need not think of what we know. We are sure. Be aware. That's enough. You need to recognize yourself a reality person. That's the minimum qualification to be a Vedanta. A reality person. Seeking truth makes you a reality person. Hearing takes place. Be aware. Now. Now. Sri Ram. 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 Now, Ram. Oh.